Good morning, life group leaders. Or it could be afternoon or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. It's Pastor Nathan with another installment of LeaderCast. Thank you so much for listening. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that potentially could send chills down your spine. It is wildlife. Wildlife is the kid time that we have built into our life groups that some of you have. And if you don't have wildlife right now, maybe you'll have it in the future. So I think this LeaderCast applies to everyone, and it'll be good to listen to. So here's the thing. Wildlife is wild. Let's just address the elephant in the room. It's a pretty crazy experience, but it is one of the most powerful experiences of your group. Wildlife is designed to make sure that there is teaching and learning and interaction for the kids. We say the mission for our life group is to help people connect and take the next step in their spiritual journey. Well, that should be the same thing for wildlife. We want the kids to be able to connect and build relationship with one another, and we want to help them take a next step in their spiritual journey. So wildlife is designed in this way that there's fun time to hang out, just enjoy each other's company, and there's time of learning. And let's not miss that learning component. Sometimes I hear of wildlife where it's just a big playtime, but we have put a lot of time and effort behind creating some materials for you to use within wildlife to help the kids grow closer to Jesus. These materials can be found on our LifePoint app, and they can also be found in the Leader Resources section online. We partner with Lifeway to use the curriculum that they have on Sunday morning, and the wildlife materials revolve around that curriculum they've learned on Sunday morning, helping to reinforce what they've learned. So it's really important that we're using the curriculum for wildlife to help teach our kids more about God. Now let's switch gears just a little bit. Another important aspect of wildlife is that you get to see as a leader the entire family dynamic. If you just met the adults in the group and didn't know anything about their kids, you wouldn't have a full picture of what's happening in the adults' lives. So by interacting with the kids and having the kids there at wildlife and participating in wildlife, you get to see some of that dynamic. You get to see the other side of the coin, so to say. It might help you better understand the family situation. Lastly, let's talk about how important it is to model for our kids. So by bringing your kids to life group, this is an incredible opportunity to show your children how important authentic community is to you. They're seeing their mom or their dad participate, or other adults even participate in authentic community, and hopefully that will translate into their lives in the future. So why spend so much time talking about the mission and the benefits to wildlife? Well, the fact of the matter is, a lot of us probably have some negative opinions negative ideas about wildlife. Maybe it's more of a hassle than it is a mission. And I think it's just important to check our hearts and to make sure that we understand why we're doing this. Not only are we doing this to help facilitate a group, but we're doing this because the kids really need it. And quite frankly, the adults really need it. If everyone in your group takes time to help with wildlife, you're serving one another and you're learning about one another. It's a really important aspect to life group. So let's not miss the mission behind wildlife. And I think the more that we express this mission to our group, the more positive they'll feel about wildlife and the more inspired they'll feel about wildlife and participating in the life of the group when it comes to wildlife. If we always talk negatively about wildlife, or we don't take wildlife seriously and just treat it as a playtime and make sure that none of the kids come back out of the basement unscathed, then we're going to miss the entire mission behind it. And I think the attitudes of wildlife will be a little bit different. So I hope this helps describe a little bit of our mission behind wildlife, and I hope that you'll start sharing some of these ideas with your group. In the future LeaderCast, we will give some tips and tricks to help facilitate an incredible wildlife at your life group. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.